So I'm gonna go like about 45 minutes, boom, 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 into downloads, and then we'll see how we feel. We'll see how our vagus nerve feels. And then, you know, we can kind of have our little part of the call where we just kind of get to hang out and share, talk. I'd like to know also if, because I used to, this, the way I used to structure the calls, the second call of the month, we used to go into, people could like, you know, kind of like me, and then we'd do like kind of like a healing, you know, in real time on the person. So I'm wondering if that's of interest or not, or if I just stick to the downloads and discernments, because I think we all enjoy just kind of sitting back and just getting the flood, and, you know, so. All right. Okay. So close your eyes. Close our eyes. Get this closer. When we close our eyes to the outside world, we open them to the inner world. So close your eyes with intention, with a deep-seated intention that you're coming back to yourself. You're coming back. You're coming deeper within. The only true place you will ever find everlasting peace and fulfillment is within. It's the only place. It requires a calm mind. It requires you have the courage to go deep within the heart space. It requires that you be the governor of the body so that it feels safe to let go and rest, to let go of everything it has held for you, all the programs that you put in place as a child, or that you were gifted by your culture or your family line. Your survival brain, in order to rest and relax, needs to know that you've got this. And you can't explain it to it with words, because it doesn't use words. It's pre-verbal. It's purely sensation based. So just coming deep within yourself, being willing to be on the inner journey into your core, deep into your core, letting all the energies in you know that you're here. I'm here now with you. I'm here now with you. Allow this part of your brain that functions through sensorial data, so allow it to communicate with you. It communicates through your senses, through feeling energies. And just be willing to be with it. Be with whatever is presenting itself as a sensorial data within your body. Or just here. It's nice deep inhales, exhales. The slower we breathe, without like trying to control it, but the slower you breathe, the more natural consequence of that is it kicks in the vagus nerve. The fight flight mechanisms, they function through like kind of like upper lung shallow breathing, you know? So the deeper we do belly breathing, soft, peaceful, calm, the more we activate the rest and digest function, the more we allow this other nerve, so important, to have some like, okay. We accept to come back inside ourselves. And we want to send gratitude. I just want to send some gratitude to our brainstem before we do anything else. It's like, thank you. Thank you for protecting this body. Thank you for being active. Thank you for being healthy. Thank you for being able to rest. Because rest assured, your ability to rest is as well a brainstem activity. Even though it might have its volume on too loud in certain ways, it is still this part of your brain that ensures that you are able to go into deep rest. Thank you. I filled the brainstem super well. We have an energy center at the base of our skull in the back. It's like at the It's like where the skull and the neck meet. It's like a little bit above that in the skull. Super important chakra here. Most people, not many people know about it. But I want you to imagine that you can allow energy to flow out of your survival brain as we bring in new energies from source. So just like, it's like a little intention of being aware that there's an energy center at the base of your skull in the back. And we're just through intention, allowing it to open a little bit more, allowing energy to flow out of it as we start bringing in source energy. I'll just picture that beautiful central line of energy that you are. That central line of energy. It flows all the way from source, all the way up from the heart of God. It flows down. Enters your crown, goes through your central line,
out of your root chakra, all the way down into the heart of the earth, to the heart of Gaia. And your heart is the bridge. Your heart is where the terrestrial and celestial energies converge. Beautiful line of light. Source energy is always flowing down. It flows down into you, through you, into the earth. It is the process through which it's like the spiritualization of matter process. It's always going on. Spiritual energy coming down into form. And you get to be part of this. I want you to imagine that that source energy not only is flowing down through you, through your crown, through your head, your throat, your thymus, your heart, your plexus, your sacral, your root chakra, down your arms, down your legs, as it flows into the earth. It goes deep into the core of the earth. If you want to visualize it a certain color, you can have fun with that. You can make it shiny white or any other color you want to. Any color that's coming in for you today that you feel like playing with, blowing it in through you, grounding spiritual energy through your body into the earth. Yeah. Ooh. Let's also bring up some of that supercharged earth energy. It's not just us going through this evolution and this quantum leap and this vibrational shift. It's the entire earth, the being that she is called Gaia. So bringing that up to your awareness as well as you're inhaling, bringing that earth energy up through you, up your legs, into your root chakra, letting it flow, inhaling into the root, exhaling, allowing it to expand, flowing it up, inhaling into the sacral, allowing that energy to expand front and back of the chakra. Inhaling up into the solar plexus. We're each inhale is like you're pumping that earth energy up into you, into the solar plexus, out of the front and back of the chakra. Up and up you go. Up into the heart, exhaling front and back. Inhaling, let's pit stop at the thymus. Inhaling up into the thymus between the heart and the throat. Exhaling front and back. Ooh. Inhaling up into the throat. Exhaling front and back. Inhaling up into the center of the head. Exhale out of the chakra I was mentioning at the base of your skull. Nice. Inhaling into the center of the head, exhaling front and back. And inhaling all the way up to the crown with the earth energy. Beautiful. You are safe. You are grounded. You are supported. Earth energy supports you. Earth energy nurtures you. And allow yourself to feel, just come back to feeling the energy coming in from source, flowing into you. It's like a lighter energy. It flows into you, flows through all the levels, allowing it to open the crown more and more, and open the sacred heart space more and more. Beautiful. So we've got source energy flowing down. We've got earth energy welling up. Your heart is the bridge. You allow that to outpour out of your heart. Allowing ourselves to receive the upgrades, allowing ourselves to receive the new energies coming in, the vibrational shifts coming in order to evolve our structures, in order to evolve our brains. Allowing source energy to do its work. Allowing Gaia's intent to evolve, to do its work within you. Each cell of your body understands the quantum leap happening right now. It is only our mental structures that are like our intellect. It tries to understand it, but it's a little bit, it's bigger than it. The cellular intelligence and the universal intelligence know exactly what's going on. So here we go. Asking Source, always in the best possible way for our highest good of all life, so we may embody the highest potential that we can. Asking for the upgrades involved in the solar plexus mutation. So simply speaking, allowing our brain structure to evolve into the new forms of intuition that we will embody. Just allow that to work on the brainstem and notice you might feel like an energy, the feeling of energy leaving out of that chakra in the back. And that's okay, because there are a lot of survival programs that we don't need anymore. Asking for archaic survival programs that are no longer adequate at this time in our growth. Asking that they be transmuted softly, gently. Yeah, that needs to work a little bit. I'm just going to give it a chance. You're allowing yourself to feel that source energy flowing into your crown, flowing into your head. Some of it flows out through that back, the chakra at the back of your neck, at the back of your skull, sorry. It's flowing down into you. It's gushing out of your heart chakra, flowing down all the way to the root, all the way to your feet. And the earth energy comes up. You are grounding essence. You are grounding spiritual evolution in your body. Asking for the dissolution and transmutation of archaic survival programs that are no longer necessary. Asking for ancestral survival programs that were put in place with good intent, but that are no longer effective or adequate for where we are at in our growth and our evolution, to be gently and softly dissolved and transmuted for the highest good of all life in the best possible way. And so that humanity as a whole can embody its highest potential. Releasing transgenerational ancestral survival programs. Feel that pour, like there's like a nice energy flow pouring out of the back of your head. Asking for the dissolution and transmutation of any genetically inscribed survival programs that no longer serve the highest good of life, that no longer serve the full embodiment of humanity's potential. In love and light, gratitude and grace, we allow them to be recycled. We allow Source to do the work. You're not the one doing it. Your job right now is to ask and to witness receiving. The active part is asking. The passive part is receiving. Asking for the transmutation and dissolution of fear-based programs that we established in childhood in order to survive our environments that are no longer necessary at this point in our growth. Oh, that one's interesting. It kind of feels tight in there. Okay, I need to add something to that. Asking Source energy to allow our brainstem to feel safe, letting these go right now. Teach my survival brain to feel safe, letting go of what it no longer needs. Oh, that's nice. Sorry about that noise. Just flow the energy. You know, the last thing we want is for any energies in us to feel like we're trying to attack them. You know, because that's what that part of the brain does. So we're like reminding it, hey, I'm here with you now. My intent is for you to be able to function at your optimal state. My intent is to honor you. We want to honor our instincts. They're not bad. They protect our body. That's super awesome and important. Asking Source to teach our body to feel safe, letting go, to feel safe, relaxing, to feel safe, living our lives from a rest and digest state. Asking Source to help us have very clear discernment between fear-based programs and fear as information that is processed in real time. Teach me the discernment between programs and information. Programs are like loops. Information is data that you then get to decide what to do with. So once again, teach me the discernment between fear-based programs and fear as information that I process in real time. Asking Source to teach our survival brain how to function without programs. How to function processing information in real time. Asking for the discernment between automatic behaviors and adaptive behaviors. If we are able to process information in real time from the instinctual brain, it will be able to adapt. To be adaptive. So the discernment between automatic behaviors and adaptive behaviors. a lot of our defense structures are governed by this part of our brain. So asking Source, to bring into this part of our brain the understanding. It's like a very embodied understanding. It's not mental. It's like sensorial. The difference, the discernment between being on guard and defended from being calm and centered and able to process in real time. I want to focus in on this one for a little bit, because once your brain understands that it uses less energy by being adaptive and able to process in real time what's going on, it will not stick to the other system where it has to be on guard all the time, because that's very tiring. So it's like, you can formulate it however you want. Like, Source, just please, and thank you. Teach my survival brain the value of being in the moment, adaptive, present. Helping our brain structure understand that that involves less energy expenditure. Source, teach me to feel safe, being calm and centered. Teach me to feel safe, letting go of being guarded and defended. Teach me what it feels like to not be guarded and defended. Notice how I'm not saying, get rid of that for me. We're not trying to do that. Teach me what it's like to be without my guards and defenses. Asking Source to help implement even deeper into our brain what we did 2 weeks ago. It is safe to relax. It is safe to relax. Just letting that really sink in. If you are calm, if you are relaxed, you will be able to adapt to whatever's going on around you. Your instinctual brain will be able to process and figure out a lot faster what the best course of action is to protect your body when that's needed, than if it has to filter and run through a bunch of programs. It's like a bunch of stuff going on in the brainstem. I'm just visualizing a lot of silvery light blue energy there, just to kind of like, ooh, help with the, it's like a cooling, it's like a cooling process. Just like, whew. Teach me to feel safe processing in real time. Responding in real time. It's important to understand the downloads we're doing right now. It's like they go straight in your cells. They go into the core of each cell. We're working with the brainstem. It's very much, it's pre-verbal. It's pre-linguistic. It's even pre-emotional. Like it's, this is like deep, deep senses. It's sensorial. It's very intuitive. It can sense danger, real danger, not program-based information, not what we call the hard pain, where stuff gets recycled because of the programs and interpretations and stories that we've put onto things. So it's like we just keep honing into that intention. Source, teach me to be in real time. Ultra presence leads to ultra instincts. Your instincts are free to function and flow unhindered by archaic, ancestral, generational, genetic, or childhood programs. Asking Source to restore your brainstem to its optimal state of health. Its ability to flow in real time with data as it shows up. Just come back to letting that flow. It's flowing in. Source energy is flowing through your body. Earth energy is upwelling and flowing up through your body. You're allowing yourself to feel grounded and held by the earth at the same time as you are fed and nurtured by Source. This spiritual being that you are in a physical vessel, this human being, a being in human form. Just once again, sending all this love to the brainstem. Sorry about that. Sending all this love to the brainstem. Thank you so much for all the work you do. Thank you. Offer grace and gratitude. You're a spiritual being. Offer grace and gratitude to this human body. All right, the last discernment I want to bring in, not sure how to formulate it exactly, but it's the difference, the discernment between reactive rest and true deep rest. So when we go through stress, we then go through a period where we want to rest, you know, but we're resting from a place of like, we got triggered. Maybe that looks like watching 10 hours of Netflix. Maybe that looks like, I don't know, drinking or whatever, like whatever that looks like. That kind of rest, that kind of reactive rest is the best way I can call it. Reactive rest from true rest, true deep resting that allows the regeneration of your cells, that allows deep, deep, deep letting go of all your organs, where they too can be fed by the energy of source, where everything can calm down. And we're asking source not only for the discernment between these two, but we want to get really good at focusing on the deep, true rest. This kind of rest can be at any time. This is not about your laying down in bed. This is about the deep, slow breathing, the true resting place of ultra presence that allows your soul to be nicely grounded into your body, able to look through the eyes of your human body and feel through the senses of your body. True rest. Resting in being. Resting in the being that you are. And to finish the discernments, let's go directly for a download. We're just asking source for the highest good in the best possible way. Download into me what it feels like to rest in being, to know what that's like. To know what that feels like and tastes like. To rest in being. Let that in. Just offer it to all the cells in your body. Ooh. It's safe to relax. All right. Anything else? Yeah, just asking for integration. asking for the integration of all these discernments and downloads. Softly, gently, harmoniously. Offering soft, loving energy to your entire brain structure. As it learns to function with new energies, as it goes through its process of being upgraded, changing its frequencies, thanking Source, thanking Gaia. Just come back a couple seconds to that triple heart connection, just that line that goes all the way up to the heart of Source and goes all the way down to the heart of Gaia. And your heart is the bridge. Just take the time to inhale from Source and from the heart of the earth. Inhaling, bringing that into your heart. And exhaling out of your heart. You're just like, it's like you're just bringing it into the field. Bringing it into the field. Inhaling from deep in the earth and high up Source energy into the heart space. And exhaling. Spreading that out into the quantum field. All right. Enjoy. This is the most beautiful gift you can give yourself. To just be in this energy and like, just kind of, this is the ultimate divine hug you can give yourself. Enjoy it. Ah. Taking your time, moving your body a little bit. It's like, hey, body. Ooh.
Yep. Seeing some little smiles that I like. Yeah, a couple of those were a little bit more
intense than I was like, okay, all right. Upgrading our brains a little bit at a time. Highly, highly recommend reading Jinky's about Jinky 55, talking about the solar plexus mutation that we're going through. It's, by 2027, it's considered that the mutation that makes us less victim to our emotions is like, there's a key moment in there. And I don't think it matters how much stuff they try to do to keep us in fear and stuff like that. I don't think it can be stopped. Yay to that. Now that's a reason to be calm and celebrate.